Australia's longest-serving Federal Resources Minister says there are concrete proposals that can come out of today's meeting of energy bosses. Ian McFarlane, who's now the Chief Executive of the Queensland Resources Council, says the looming gas shortage is a political failure. He's also lashed state governments for locking up gas reserves. I spoke with him earlier. Ian McFarlane, thank you very much for talking to AM.
Good to be with you, Sabra.
Is Australia's looming gas shortage perhaps the biggest public policy failing since Federation?
Well, it's certainly a failing, and it's a crisis for the manufacturing industry in Australia, because on the East Coast there simply isn't enough gas to go around, and that's for a lot of reasons, but particularly because New South Wales has failed to develop a gas deposit which is almost half the size of Queensland, and also Victoria have applied moratoriums, and the Northern Territory has applied moratoriums, and parts of South Australia as well. So there's been a political failure. What we need to do now is look at solutions and stop the finger-pointing.
What can the Prime Minister achieve with all the chief executives of the gas companies today?
Well, there's a couple of clear messages that he should be getting across. The first thing is that he should be asking them to look at swaps, cargo swaps, so that gas that's already contracted going out of Gladstone for destinations in Asia, try and swap it. You've got companies like Shell and Total and ConocoPhillips, big companies operating there that have international trading desks and are able to swap cargoes. Anything that happens that reduces the gas going through the gas plant will require some form of compensation to the owners of those gas plants, because they're not being used and they've made an investment based on having the gas that they contracted for. So there's going to be some complications there, which, you know, will run into tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. But that's the very first thing they can do, and that will free up gas supplies immediately. They also need to get people out and exploring and looking for gas. They need to make sure that when they go out and explore and start drilling and then start producing and laying pipelines, that those companies are protected by those protesters who put the law to one side and become quite lawless and break machinery and chain themselves to machinery.
So you're saying that they should be preparing the police forces too to carry out the law?
Well, it's just law and order. I mean, if I speed down the street, chances are I'm going to get booked and a policeman will give me a ticket and tell me that if I do it again, I'll probably have to go to a court. I mean, law has to be upheld whatever you do. And having people who are basically flaunting the law, destroying other people's property, chaining themselves to other people's property, not allowing the democratically elected government to give someone a permit, give a company a permit to explore and develop, not allowing democracy to happen, that's anarchy and it needs to be stopped. And there is one other solution, and that is the Queensland model, which I originally promoted with Kath Tanner and Anna Bligh back in 2011 when I was Shadow Minister in opposition. And it's been our policy ever since. And that is to reserve acreage on a prospective basis. Retrospective reservation is a disaster and will destroy our investment and sovereign risk profile. But if the government releases acreage and says right from the start, before a gas company even gets out a geopic and starts exploration, let alone seismic, before any money is spent, everyone knows that that gas has to go into the local market. We're doing it in Queensland. I believe some very big, if not international, companies will be competing for the acreage that's already been released, and I suspect there'll be more. So that's a quick how to fix this. Stop pointing the finger, stop blaming each other, stop relying on politicians to fix it. The industry needs to work together with the industry, and the industry and the states and the federal government all need to work together.
Do you think there can be concrete solutions coming out of today's meeting?
Well, there's got to be. I mean, people are going to lose their jobs.
You've talked about the state governments, both Labor and Liberal, that have had restrictions or bans on conventional gas. But some National Party MPs also have a problem with it. What's your message to them?
Well, do they want jobs and do they want environmentally sound, science-based solutions to extracting the gas from the ground, or do they want to rely on hysteria and hearsay and fake news? The reality is in Queensland, 5,500 farmers have signed coexistence agreements with gas companies, and they made more money out of that last year than the Queensland government made in royalties from that gas. So hundreds of millions of dollars is actually flowing to farmers and being spent in regional communities, ensuring farmers up against drought and floods and all those things in the natural environment that make me believe at times that I'm not a farmer.
Ian McFarlane, thank you very much for speaking with AM.
Always a pleasure.
The former Federal Resources Minister Ian McFarlane, who's now the Chief Executive of the Queensland Resources Council.